Hey, how you doing? It's good to be back. It's good to be back, man. A lot of people in the city have some troubling times right now, and it's a sign that hopefully this team can be the giddy up for people who were affected by the storm. So I'm glad to see y'all face too.
For somebody who loves football and can't wait for football, how difficult was it for you to sit at home on week one and watch all the other teams play except for you and the Dolphins? How difficult was that?
Man, I went through a tough time, watching, but, I really wasn't thinking about myself, I was thinking about, what we were going through, what the people in Florida were going through, what the people in Houston had went through, because at the end of the day, everything is bigger than football. Obviously, I want to be out there on the field, and I definitely wanted to be playing, but, sometimes you got to take that back seat and let things happen.
A lot of people are stepping up at the time of need right now for people in the community that are still without electricity. I know Clint McDonald had his campaign's underway. Gerald's talking about putting something together. Have you thought about what
you're going to do? I got a few things getting planned to help those in need. Like I said, it's bigger than football. So you'll probably hear about them shortly.
Where did you go in for the storm? Did you go back home?
I went back home.
What was it like for you just going through that whole experience?
For me, it was just making sure my family was safe. Other than that, I was truly concerned about everyone else's safety. I know that we're privileged to play this great game of football. I was blessed that I was able to get my family out and back home. But at the end of the day, my thoughts and prayers were with everybody that possibly could be affected by it. It's bigger than me.
You've really immersed yourself in this Tampa Bay community. How hard was it not being here? Was there that feeling of, man, I almost kind of feel like I should be there with my neighbors or during the storm, because you just kind of know there's a lot of uncertainty going on, a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I was prepared to bunker down, but at the end of the day, I think family safety, like a lot of Floridians did, like they were just concerned about safety, and which I think probably the best bet was for us to get out of here. Those who weren't able to make it, that's why I said my thoughts and my prayers with them. One person in particular, Bernard Reedy, I told him, I said, hey man, I'm leaving my house. If you and your family need to come to my house, I don't know what's going on in St. Pete, but if you need this, you're available to stay at my house. While I was leaving, I still was trying to reach back to guys who were staying, guys who were planning on bunkering down.
Bob Buckhorn had said that he thanked you on Twitter for reaching out. What did you do to reach out?
Well, I sent a video on my social media pages, just sending out prayers and thoughts, just showing the people in Tampa at that time in Florida that they were not alone, per se, that we were thinking about them and we were hoping for safety for them.
This whole community, to a certain extent, a little off balance, a little out of kilter. As for you guys, some of the regulars wanted to play in, 22 days come Sunday? Mm-hmm. It'd be easy to be a little out of kilter, a little – are there no excuses at this point?
No, it's none at all. That's the fun part about everything. And that's kind of what the South has took with these storms over the past few weeks. We have to, overcome adversity because it's bigger than us, And at the end of the day, no one really cares about us playing 22 games or us, our starters not playing games. At the end of the day, our job is to come in here and play football, and that's all.
James, as much as you enjoy the game, when it got time to focus back on football, can you walk us through what got you back to thinking about playing football?
Watching football this whole break per se, like I said, I was anxious to play. I just had bigger things at hand. Football is not for a second really just gonna venture off and go off my mind. I always plan on preparing. Like when I was home, I was preparing to play this game.
James, you said it, a lot of people are going to use football as a distraction, something to be happy about again. What do you expect the atmosphere to be like out there when you guys take the
ball? I expect it to be electric. These fans need something to give them, a giddy up. And I'm happy, especially with last year, us finishing strong at home, and the fans just saw how their involvement with crowd noise and how electric Raymond James was. Hopefully it can be the same, you know. Hopefully we can all just have a great Sunday and be excited about Tampa Bay Buccaneers football.
What was your message to your teammates when you guys came back here, whether it be Tuesday night or before your first practice again on Wednesday?
It's time to play. It was simple, you know. It's like in situations like this, it's no big rah-rah thing because was your family safe? Do you got power? If any of you guys are doing something to help, let me know. I'm willing to assist. And no one cares. It's time for us to play.
Jameis, I know the storyline to a degree is you and Mike Glennon, but you won't be playing against Mike Glennon. You'll be playing against the Bears defense. Some of the problems that they pose for you when you look at them on film, where do you see their strengths at?
They have a very good defense, first and foremost. You know, they play a lot of man in third downs, third and mediums in particular. So our main thing is we can't beat ourselves. You know, we know that Chicago played a great game against Atlanta, many opportunities to win that game. But like I said, it's every day, every game is a big game for us. So we got to treat this game like it's our biggest game. We can't treat this game like with excuses in our back pocket, per se.
How much did missing out in the playoffs by tiebreaker points last year kind of really focus this team, knowing that, you know, week in and week out, you can't have a letdown, is that every game is going to be critical, even though it's 16 games?
Not just missing out on the playoffs, just losing in general. You know, we take so much pride in taking advantage of every opportunity that we get, you know, and it's sometimes we get, you know, hit in the face when we lose, and then you look back at the film like, oh, man, I could have did this to help us get better. But like I say, our goal as a team, is to get better every single day. And if we're doing what we need to do to get better every single day, we should have no problems on Sunday.
Jameis, the Hard Knocks experience can be tough on some athletes. You've seen it even before you guys went through it. But you've you received rave reviews from really everybody. Just, you know, your teammates know you. But to give a different image to people who don't know you nationally or even Bucks fans, you know, what did that mean to you?
It meant a lot to this organization that we were able to put, you know, our brand out there and show the world what great things we got going on in this building. You know, sometimes fans need that sense of realness from our players. You know, because most of the time the fans, they get it from media, and they don't really get to go inside in depth of a player's life, and I think that Hard Knocks did a great job of showing our high character guys. You know, we got some great men on this football team, and being on that bright stage, having cameras around you all the time, gave some of the people on this team a great opportunity to showcase who they really were.
You personally, what that means for you personally?
It meant a lot for me because of the feedback, the positive feedback we got together as an organization. Like I said, I have a quarterback mentality. So if everyone else is happy, I'm happy, and I'm looking for ways to try to get better.
You were mic'd up when you went after the game in Cleveland and talked to DeShone Kizer and said, I'm a risk taker. That's really the style of quarterbacking you've always played, and you embrace that?
Well, I told him that. I told DeShone that because I personally believe DeShone Kizer is a good quarterback. And just seeing him play just real life, I saw the talent that he has as far as arm strength and decision-making. And it was very impressive. And I mean, I didn't see myself. He got a way better arm than me probably. But at the end of the day, I had to tell him, like, man, look, this is your rookie year. Be patient. You know, I wish an older guy would have told me, a player would have told me, hey, be patient. And especially someone that, I mean, he kind of could put himself in my shoes. I could put myself in his shoes. So I'm just trying to help him out a little bit.
Has that patient in your third year gotten better and better, and yet you still, are you always going to be that guy that's always going to try to make the big play, and that's how you win, that's how you've always played the quarterback position?
Well, you know, it changes good, you know, at times, and I'm working on my patience, you know, but I mean, you are who you are, you know, and Allie has shared this quote with Mr. Dr. Seuss quote, you are true. You are you, or something like that. It's a famous quote.
More than you.
Yeah.
Or truer than true.
Yeah. It's something like that. It's there's no one that can be more you-er than you, and that's truer than true. And that really stuck with me, you know, because we're all our individual selves, you know, and nobody can be us more than us. It's so simple.
Those lines, you know, and I think part of what Rick was talking about is your first 2 years in the league, first quarter of the season, was I think when most of your interceptions are, and it seems like there comes a point early in the season where you realize, all right, I gotta stop with the turnovers, I gotta take fewer risks or be a smarter player. What have you learned from those first 2 years that going into this first quarter of this season that you think you can apply to that so that you do have fewer mistakes and fewer turnovers?
Well, I've learned that winning is more important than anything, you know, and in times like that, most of those early turnovers were me trying to do too much or me trying to be the hero. This is a team game, and definitely with the weapons that we have now, we're going to be able to take advantage of every opportunity that we get, you know. So I'm getting better every single day. You know, I'm not perfect. No one in here is. But it's exciting to get things started, and it's exciting to be able to finally take what you learned, what you say you learned in the off season and in the years to come, and finally lace them up and play.
Coach Cutter is always saying that you're telling him, coach me harder. And fans got a glimpse of that with Hard Knocks in an exchange that you guys had during the Jaguars game. What is it about hard coaching that has helped you thrive? Because some people don't have that mental makeup, and they can't necessarily handle that type of sometimes brutally honest feedback.
I look at it as like from a father-son perspective, because that's a relationship that we had, me and Coach Fisher in particular had at Florida State, and he was harder on me than anybody else. I think as a head coach, you got certain guys that you got to be able to count on certain guys for the team to be successful, and I just want I want to be able to be the person that is held accountable for everything. I'm already a quarterback. Quarterbacks always get scrutinized for the most things, and even if you know they throw three picks, if they win, you know, hell, he played a good game. I want to be that person that gets yelled at in front of the teammates. To make them feel better, just like, okay, our quarterback is getting yelled at too, and I think that helps with guys, you know, because all that is that's adversity in the moment. You know, you getting yelled at, your coach ain't gonna be on the field when you playing a game. So when you have that moment in practice more often than the game, because Coach Cutter in the game he's more laid back than anybody, and he's ready to play, but practice is different.
You get to go against Mike Lennon this Sunday. What's your relationship with him, and have you been talking with him leading up to?
I haven't talked with Glizzy. I'm excited for him. I'm happy that he gets to come to Tampa and play. You know, hopefully he does well, but not well enough to beat us.
Guard against a little bit the team being too amped up for this game, obviously, because you're waiting that extra week. You've been waiting to play this game for a little extra while now, that you don't get too amped up in this game.
I don't think that's a problem. You know, I think it's a good thing. You know, the wait is finally over. Football is back for the Buccaneers, and like I said, we just want to be lift me up for this community, for this city, and hopefully we can do that on Sunday.
James, you've always been confident, but. You know, having the experience, is there a different feeling entering this season, obviously, than the last couple for you?
Yeah. I mean, every year is a different feeling, but every year is the same goal, and that goal is to win football games, make it to the playoffs, and ultimately win the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.